Okay, we're ready.
I would like to open the public hearing of the
Speak up.
Ulster County budget hearing.
At 6:20.
At 6:20, Ways and Means Committee members, Tracy Bartels, Carl Delfilio, and Chris Allen.
And legislative members, Hector Rodriguez, Mary Waro, John Parry.
Meeting is now in session.
We are prepared to receive your comments.
Let me question this, I am being a public meeting.
We started, by the way, Chris, so.
It's being recorded.
Right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
On TV?
I bought a gift for all of the Democrats.
May I have the copy of the budget?
Mr. Wickman, did you want to make comment?
Just a summary. Do you have the summary?
I can't see that.
I'll look for.
Chairman, Chair.
All right. And a bag of chips. Yeah, I want the Lay's potato chips.
Are there, did you guys call the meeting to order?
Yes, we did.
Is there any comment from the public?
Not yet, no.
He's thinking about it.
No, he doesn't want to speak. Here, I'll give you the whole bag. These are really good, these are marshmallow treats.
I like Lay's, I like Lay's. So, without anything being said, do you want to entertain a motion to adjourn or wait?
No.
No?
Okay. Not quite yet.
All right.
You want to wait for Rich to
arrive? Well, Rich is going to be, you think he's going to be in 25 more minutes he's going to get here?
Where is he?
At this point, 20, we hope, but you know, he's on Route 28A by Snyder's.
Oh, he's got to be the voice on that.
Where is Snyder's?
But it's still
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
And I hope you're right.
Going,
well, and the fact that he got on 28A already shows he's been one.
He had to be coming from somewhere to get on.
I was almost going to drive by this because I didn't see any cars here.
Well,
you're all in the back, I got.
I did drive by too.
So I actually made a note for Ms. Perry, do you want anything? It's one multinational corporation versus another at the end of the day. I had driven past the Phoenicia Land. I had lost all signal, and it was just like, I gotta drive back. So I drive back to Phoenicia Land to get a signal. I call Vicky. She's just like, I'm not up there. And thankfully, somebody was outside and said, "Oh, it's another 2 or 3 miles up the road on the left." So then here I am.
We all rise.
Yeah, no, like there's no service call.
For the Pledge of Allegiance.
Are we doing the pledge?
Yep.
Is it okay if I kneel?
You can do whatever you want, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, are we doing this again?
Yeah. Well, we're here to discuss with the public, if they so choose, on the county executive's $323 million budget.
Can I make a nasty request? I have only one hearing aid and I can't hear out of this one. So I'd like to hear, I came here to listen about this. If each of you could pass that mic back, I know it'd be a pain, but is it possible to pass it back and forth?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, so we're just here to offer the public a chance to comment on the county executive's $323 million budget. So we'll take comments.
I misunderstood. I thought this was going to be a presentation of the budget. I missed it. I know it was given on the 9th, and I have no one to blame but myself. But
$323.88 million. To be precise.
If somebody could before you talk, maybe prime the pump. Go down through the budget and give us a little, you know, maybe one paragraph or so, and tell us how you feel about that. And maybe that would give us the best audience.
Well, what kind of a...
Yeah, it's really public comment.
Carl, you want me to give you a piece of the pie?
Bring the ships with me.
Yeah, well, I can give you a summary of the 2018 appropriations. That's the money that this budget's going to spend. I'll give it to you in percentages, because otherwise I'm going to have to run down... Okay, so the biggest part of the pie is 35% of this budget.
Is that even on?
It's on?
Is it on?
It's on, right?
Yeah.
It's on? All right, 35% of this budget is appropriated for economic assistance and opportunity. The next chunk, 20%, is the general government operating expenses. 16% are employee benefits, 11% are public safety, 6% transportation, 5% public health, and 1% home and community services. I'm sorry, and 3% education.
Can you tell us roughly what the change is from last year, percentage-wise?
It's going down
it's
a little bit.
It's a it was up like a 0.6.
Well,
0.63%.
The budget last year was 324.
What's the tax?
It came out to just under 325 million.
The tax levy is what.
So it's about $1 million less.
How much out of the reserve fund, or whatever you call it?
And that's been reduced, what is it, about 2.8 or 3.8 million less? Hector?
What's that?
Out of the, out of fund balance, we're using about what? 2.8 or 3.8 million less than we did last year?
Hold on.
For some reason that stuck out of my head.
Is this thing working? Alan, can you hear me? You can hear me or no?
Oh, yes.
Very good. All right. So, you know, look, in general terms, the levy has gone down by approximately $190,000, but the levy is still going down. And at least it's kind of a small little trickle in decline. Now, of course, that's what we tax you, right? So ultimately, that's why you're seeing that -0.25, is that what it is overall? What's the overall tax reduction, Mr. Allen? Is it 0.25?
I believe it's 0.1%. Isn't it?
No, for some reason I thought. Regardless, your taxes are going down theoretically. But remember, with equalization, depending on where you're at, it should be going down by either greater or smaller, right? Now, Mr. Allen, you were asking about fund balance, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, let's go and pull you up fund balance. All right, so appropriated fund balance. It looks like it's going to be 3.93% this particular year. That is $12,746,784. Now, in terms of what was last year.
It was 15 and change.
What was that?
I believe it was 15 and change. So I had said I thought like 2.8. For some reason, 2.8 stuck out of my head. It's like 2.8.
I'm trying to recollect myself. I should have bought our.
As I remember, it's around $2,800,000 less than what was used last year. And he's checking to see if that's correct.
The nice thing about it is that even though the tax levy is less than last year, meaning that your property tax bill would probably be the same or less. And the budget did decrease. I don't know exactly how much, $325 million now. I don't know what it was last year. Was it
about $192,000?
In reality, the revenue, it all depends on the revenues, because we could have a Higher budget and a less...
Sales tax, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Higher budget and less tax levy and still stay under the tax cap or you know, or less than
1%. Is Heinz still playing... Now, here's a loaded question. Is Heinz still playing games with the fund balance in order to reduce taxes or keep them the same? Is he taking money from the fund balance to offset what he might tax it?
Over $12 million. Hmm? Yep, over $12 million.
Over $12 million.
Taking out of the fund balance.
Mine's red. His is
blue. Year after year?
That's the trend that seems to be going on.
I don't know a municipality that doesn't use their fund balance to hedge against the tax levy.
Me neither.
Although, personally, I think that stockpiling a fund balance is kind of like telling the taxpayers that we don't trust you with your money, and the way we're going to give it back to you is by decreasing your tax levy. I don't necessarily agree with stockpiling the money.
Legislature next year, right?
That's right. I mean, look, when you you have your checkbook and you run out of money, what do? You don't spend anymore, right?
Borrow.
Oh, well, maybe you borrow. Yeah.
We're within the recommended guidelines.
Without a doubt. 5%.
Yeah, we're within the guidelines. Yeah.
No, because at the end of the day.
I understand, but last year they collected property taxes from you that, you know, went into the fund balance. The excess money that they collected, the excess money the county collected in property taxes last year gets added to the fund balance. Why shouldn't you get that money back if you overpaid?
Tell that to our federal senate.
Okay. So, Mr. Wickman, just per our budget consultants, we have approximately overall, right, 2017. Remember, this is not about appropriated fund balance. This is just overall fund balance of approximately $25.5 million, right? Now, remember, how much of that gets appropriated is how you then begin to balance the books. And it looks like what we actually had here was apparently, Chris, 13.411186. So... that's probably the amount. It probably went down, I guess, the amount of fund balance used to balance this particular budget, to answer your question.
Thank you.
You people don't have, or I don't want to make comments you don't have, but I understand that you don't have much input, if any, in developing this.
Well, that's true. Right. We still have final authority.
Ooh. Yeah. One of the things that this legislative body does have the power to do is to appropriate funds.
Really?
Absolutely. As long as you can get it through the Ways and Means Committee.
The chairman's here.
All the questions have been asked.
Nice ride up here.
No.
Is there any good places to eat?
Good afternoon, everything. Sorry I'm late.
Mr. Chair, we called the meeting to order. We have asked for public input. Thus far, we have not exactly gotten public comment, but we have been having a discussion. However, with your arrival, if you would like to make one last call for public comment, and then maybe we can adjourn.
Yep. As you just said, anyone like to address the board? Can anyone?
Yep.
May anyone like to make any comments regarding the budget? Going once? Twice?
I move to close the public hearing.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I'm sorry I'm late. Thank you very much.
All right. Let's eat. No. Hit the gavel.
Did they share your transport on the way in?
What was the place we went the time you got hit by the deer?
I think that was when you hit the deer.
You hit the deer.